Douglas County has seen a dramatic change in the number of felony meth cases. In 2000, 10 to 12 cases were meth-related. In 2005, that number increased nearly tenfold. Douglas County District Attorney Dan Blank says meth is common among juvenile cases as well.
Whether it's the kids themselves experimenting, actually using regularly, abusing, having a boyfriend or a girlfriend, kind of involved in a distribution network, having a parent directly involved in using and abusing methamphetamine and therefore neglecting or losing track of the kids, that's a big deal in a town of our size. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not necessarily using the word epidemic, but it is a big problem.
Child Protective Services Director Steve Siebers says in 2005 they started keeping statistics for the first time on meth-related cases. There were 30 cases. He says meth use is crossing through entire families, with parents sometimes giving their children meth.
The mindset there, and again, this is an impaired mindset, is that this is such a wonderful drug, I want to share it with those closest to me.
Shelley Goodiel of Superior says her ex-husband supplied her daughter and his own daughter with meth.
He started just doing drugs with them. He would go to the high school and take her out of school. He was enabling the children to self-destruct.
Sam started using meth just before her freshman year at Superior High School. She says she didn't know what it was when she first tried it, but after a while, she was hooked.
I did it all the time. That's all I wanted to do. I wasn't like some of the other people I know that would steal or sell their body or anything for it, but I would spend every last penny I had. I spent $300 in less than 24 hours on it before, and that's just what I used on my own, and I got a lot of free stuff just because I made friends with the right kind of people.
Superior High School Counselor Scott Bruce says he began to see changes in kids he'd known for years.
More and more kids who were pretty good students, and all of a sudden something else is in the way, and I come to find out later that for some of them, it was meth.
Superior Police Officer Patrick Carey says he too can usually tell who's using meth when he's out on a call.
Most people are very paranoid, and the paranoia could make them violent at any second, I guess. The majority of it is they're tweaking and they want to cooperate, but you know, it's almost kind of like a schizophrenic. They'll report hearing voices or seeing things.
Meth abuse is invading all parts of the city. Even so, State Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager says there's been a 30% drop in meth cases statewide. Superior Narcotics Officer Mike Miller hopes people using can get back on the right track.
You know, meth ruins a lot of lives, and it's not fun to see, and you know, all we can try to do is help the people that have made the mistakes and stop the people who haven't made them yet from trying it.
In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.